Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kias.
Yes.
And the Fifth General. What's going on? What's going on?
Good to be here. Good to be here, man. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Hold on, man. Let me drop that bomb. I love that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it started as a joke because it's the Funkmaster Flex bomb, but we've been
running with it. Yeah. Funkmaster Flex.
We last week we had a really good episode. We had our brother Ray on the show.
Yeah, brother Ray was good. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Dropping knowledge, dropping jewels and everything. Yeah. Yes, man. Yes.
Good insight. We're going to have him on the show again, good insight.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's good to have a third perspective at times.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Yes. So,
mm-hmm. And we'll continue on with that series. And one of the questions that I thought about that I asked both of you guys, but I never answered it, but I asked it. And that was, can you get what you're asking for and what you're asking for? Can you maintain? So I want to make a clarification. Understand that when you're dealing with another human being, that you can't necessarily, like, they're humans. You could maintain, both people have to maintain a relationship. It's not so much that one person can. We're not robots. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we could do everything right, and then the person could still skip out. Because at the end of the day, you have your mind, and that's another person, so they have their mind, their thoughts, their feelings, their insecurities, their faults. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's more of a question of what are you willing to fight for, as opposed to you actually maintaining. But proper word to use, but I just wanted to give further context because I don't think I did that last episode. Because I want people to understand that, everything is not on the man to keep a relationship. Not everything is on the woman to keep a relationship. We always do that. You know, we always put stipulations on people that not even God even said that's possible. You got people saying, no, if you're the man doing everything you could do, then that woman will be under your calling and she'll be with you to the very end. That's not always true.
Right.
You know, so and there are many scriptures in the Bible that tell us that there will always be people that choose themselves over God. Once you do that, then you've given yourself over, and no woman could do the things that a man or woman doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that as believers, it's not the man that convicts you. It's your relationship with God that convicts you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a man and a woman and you're not in line with God first, then you can't have a healthy relationship. Yeah,
that's right.
That's just right. How it is. I don't care what people say. I don't care what kind of, you could be the best man in the world, if that even exists.
Right.
That is not going to guarantee you the best woman in the world. That just doesn't work out.
Right.
Because the Bible says, let thy will be done. Not my will.
My will.
If it was my will, then everything would go right.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's not how it works. And ladies, don't ever put that unwanted pressure on yourself that the man that you with has all the answers. No, God has the answers.
That's right.
But that man has to be willing to submit to God.
That's right.
We talk about submission, but the ultimate submission and the foundational submission that you should have is under the Lord himself.
Amen for that. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to make that clear. Because I didn't give it. I didn't speak on it. I asked the question and I had no problem being a moderator. I had fun being a moderator between you and Ray.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm practicing being, you know, because at some point That's what I would like to do. So,
yes.
But I give my perspective because this is the Mr. Z and Fifth show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give my perspective. You know?
Yeah.
So, yes. But I appreciate both the responses that you and Ray had. Ray had some great knowledge. Solid. And he understood the question.
Yep.
And his answer was concise and it was very well said. And I didn't need to add anything to it. His final thought was good enough for me.
It was excellent. You know what
I'm saying? So yes. I can't wait to have him back on the show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So Zacchaeus, what are we talking about today, man?
We're talking about do you think it's the right before God, or do you think it's comfortable? Or do you feel that's the best move to make when you shack up, or when you this is before you even you're in a relationship. This is during your relationship, and you're with your significant. Well, this is your significant other. Your person that you're dating. Should you live with them before you get married? And that's the question. Should you live with them before you get married? And should you have premarital sex? Should you have sex before you get married? And a lot of people have. But that's not following God. They have that. Yes, they should do it because they feel that they feel that. How would you know if you're not? You have to be sexual compatible. They do talk about sexual compatibility as well as living with you compatible. Yeah. Are they should you shack up, live with each other, or and also have sex with your partner before marriage? And people don't even think about marriage, but just having sex, and that shows that you're compatible enough. And why do some people feel that that's enough to carry you over to have a decent relationship, even when you live with that person? Should that because let's face it, if you live with a guy for a long period of time, and he has no desire to follow God. Or no desire to he's not gonna have most of them don't have a desire to even marry you because they're already living with you for the past 5, 6, 7 years. And some people even have kids together during that time. And I hear many, and during my course of going through the years, I've heard many times a guy say, well, I'm living with her for this long. I'm practically doing the same thing what a married man is doing. I'm practically doing the same thing a married man is doing. So why? Marriage is just a piece of paper. You hear that? Marriage is just a piece of paper. Why am I going to mess up when women get married? But she changes when we get married. I heard that before. I'm not going to marry her because they change. When you marry somebody, they change. So all these questions, and that's what we're going to discuss today, a little bit going into our topic. So, yeah.
That's part one of that topic. The other topic before we get to that is, why is it that we pick the wrong people? Why is it that women pick the quote-unquote Pookies and Ray Rays?
Yes.
and Jodies.
Yes.
And you know, men pick the... Pookisha or Yvette, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's speak to the first topic first. Well, actually, originally the whole picking the wrong person was what we want to get to before the playing house part.
Right, but
they
right.
tie in together.
Right, because they tie in together, yeah.
Because in Baby Boy, Yvette, her character... which was Taraji P. Henson,
for
those who don't know. And then Tyrese's character was Jody. They were playing house. They had a kid and everything. So this will tie in together.
Classic film.
So this will tie in together.
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus, we're going to start with you.
Yeah.
Why do you think women first, we'll get to the women. Why do you think women choose, have a poor chase, I mean, a poor taste in choosing men, and they end up with, you know, the wrong guy? I mean, should it be not only them looking at the guy they pick, but also looking at themselves? Because who you pick is a reflection of yourself as well. What do you think about that, Zacchaeus?
Well, I could break it down this way. Some women like thrills. Some women like excitement. And they feel that the Pookie and Ray Rays is going to thrill them. They feel that the Pookie and Ray Rays, they're missing, they're going to have fun with them. They're going to, and that's number one. They think that some women, they look for thrills. They look for enjoyment. And sometimes, and I'm going to say this too, to add on to that, some women look to cover up their mistakes by picking the Pookie and Ray Ray. So when they pick the Pookie and Ray Ray, they cover up, they covered up their mishaps. So Pookie and Ray Ray, and sometimes they just pick Pookie and Ray Ray, just so they can cover up whatever they're doing. And some women, this is number three. Now, some women choose Pookie and Ray Ray so they can change them. Oh, I changed that man. Maybe he'll change because he's with me. But I mean, the main thing is thrills. Thrills. And some people don't mind having thrills. Some women don't mind having thrills in their life. Some women don't mind a little drama in their life. Because not all of us require, not all of us want to have peace in our life anyway. Not all of us desire peace. So some women look to draw that exciting life, because they feel if they get with a guy that's have his head on his shoulders, the hardworking man, he's not running the streets, he's not hugging the block, he's not running the streets, he's not a street dude, but he's an honest man with integrity, working hard. He has desires and he has his head on the shoulder. Ah, he's boring. Ah, he's lame. I'm going to be bored with him quickly. I know everywhere he goes. Some women don't mind dating a guy that they have to wonder about. What I mean by wonder is like, he can be missing for 2-3 weeks, for a month. They're calling him and they don't know where he is, because they don't respect her enough to tell her. They feel that those street dudes don't respect her enough to tell her, I'm going here and I'm going there. And some women, they like that. Believe it or not, they like to wonder about you. They don't like that quote unquote Point Dexter dude. Hey honey, I'm gonna be at Jay's house. So I'll call you by 9 o'clock and I'll be back home maybe about 10 o'clock so we can speak some more. Oh, hey, I'll be over at so-and-so's house. They feel it's corny. They feel it's just like, I'm not getting thrilled by that. They want to be, some women don't mind having drama in their life. Put it that way. They don't say it, but who they choose shows it. The reason who they choose shows it. They for some apparent reason, and I'm gonna say this too, for some apparent reason, they're attracted to the dude that have baby mama drama. For some apparent reason, they're attracted to the dude that have that hug the block, that's in the streets. Mm-hmm. He's a street dude. The whole block knows him. He has street credibility. He's like the have you ever seen Paid in Full? Mm-hmm. The Paid in Full film. He's like the Cameron, you know. What's the dude that played Cameron? The pay He's like the drug dealers.
You mean the guy that Cameron played?
Yeah, 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 yeah. True story though. Paid in Full is a true story.
Yeah, they changed the names for legal purposes, but yeah, it is based off a true story.
True story, yeah. So they like those type of dudes, those street dudes. And I used to wonder, I said, look at that. In the 90s, when dudes used to hug the block, they had the best looking girls. They used to like sling drugs early. I'm talking about the early 90s. Used to sling drugs and deal, and they get, and those girls, they just go after them. They just be with them. The Pookie that he live over her money. I mean, he makes money by hustling other things, but he basically takes her car. If she's a nurse, he takes her car, drives all around the town. And then when you find out, he's like, she's like looking at him. He's like, who so and so has in my car? He has another girl in his car. Another girl in her car, driving her car around while she's at work. And the next day, she knows about it. She gets upset, bent out of shape, get all angry about it, scream at him, yell at him, throw plates at him. And you know what? And then when you see him and you see her, they're holding hands. I've seen that before. this guy is causing you all this grief and all this drama, and you still holding his hand like nothing happened. You still making love to him like nothing happened. So a decent guy with integrity coming to that, I'm a gentleman. I treat you like a queen. For some, they don't want that. They want the ruffian. They want the dude that's. They want the Pookie and Ray Ray that's hugging the black, that treat them any old way, mistreat them sometimes, curse them out, and then at the end of the night, make love to them. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, why would a man choose the wrong woman? Speak to that now.
Well, men like those type of women. Some men, I have to say some, because mm-hmm. we don't.
Right.
I don't like drama in my life. Some men themselves, just like a woman, their self-worth. And some men, they simp out after women like that. They don't mind a woman that mistreat them, curse them out. They treat them like, they try to treat them like queens, but these women stomp all over them, play them out, possibly manipulate them. Oh, I need money for this. Oh, can you spot me $500? And they get bent. And a lot of us, and I have to say, a lot of us are captivated by beauty. A lot of men that simp out over some women is captivated by beauty. And if she's beautiful, yeah. And if she's curvaceous in the right places, he's gone. He's like, he'll spend any money on her. I heard of a man, I don't want to call the name, I heard of a man giving his whole paycheck to a woman. Every time he sees her, he gives, the most of the money he gives is to her. And that's not even his girl. That's somebody, he belongs to somebody else, but he's a decent guy, nice guy, but, and he's like some of the men that really, like, they get dumbfounded by women's beauty. And I think that's a downfall of a lot of us. Just like Samson in the Bible, Samson and Delilah. He was he was a hard dude, but he get dumbfounded by the beauty. And it's like, oh man. And I think that's the thing.
She was a prostitute originally. How about that?
Yeah. And they get like, I can't stay away from her because they'll simp out. They'll diss their friends. Like they won't call you no more. They got some guys that when they meet a girl, They don't dumbfound about her beauty that the boys they used to hang with, they slow down with hanging out with them. They slow down and their hobbies, the things that they love to do, they push it aside. The things that, and they'll do that. They'll push aside their hobbies, the things that they love to do. They'll simp out. They'll give her, they'll spend all the time with her. Every beck, wake, and call. I see this men that do that. They spend they'll drop everything. If you want to know where he is, he's over her house or he's over her apartment. Mm-hmm. Every day, Sunday to Sunday. And your boys are like, well, can you come up for a breather? Can you come up for a breather? Because every day he's over that house. Every day he's over that house and or her apartment. And he'll spend every time and every moment with her. And she's even getting tired of it. And the result, she plays with his emotions, takes his money, and eventually, cheats on him. She cheats on him because he's too needy. And it's a lot of women that don't like that neediness. Oh, you long to be with me. You need to be with me. So, and they play on his emotion and they follow her like a puppy. Please, honey, please. And they'll bend backwards beyond the call of duty. They'll even fight you. They'll turn against their own friends just to be with her. They got some men that even, and this is a true story. This is the truth. They got some men that will even distance themselves from their parents. Parents.
Hold it right there. Yeah. Let's do a back and forth now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. That happens a lot. But what is that a sign of when you have an exclusion of everybody else, but it's just you two? And whether it feels like it's forced, but it's manipulated in a way to make it seem like, oh, the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm trying to have a healthy relationship, but it's being manipulated.
Right.
But mentally, it's put you in a situation where you're isolated from the rest of the world.
Right.
The world that you was once in before you came in.
Right.
That's abusive.
Yes.
So I think what we do is we get some things confused. Mm-hmm. So the problem is a man or a woman will get into a relationship. Before they got in that relationship, they had a healthy relationship with their family. That all of a sudden ends. Why? And usually that is done in a manipulated kind of way, unless it's straightforward. Some are straightforward, but it's done in a way as a tactic to isolate you because our family see our blind spots.
Right.
They could see and hear the things we can't see while we're blinded by some of the things that are in front of us because of the relationship that's going on at the moment. You need those people still on your side.
Yes, you do.
And usually that is done by the person who wants to isolate you from your family because there's something wrong with them. And they need you away from those who are in your corner, away from you, to keep you in that hold. That is abuse. Nobody punched nobody yet.
Right.
But that is the mental and emotional abuse of a relationship. Now, you can go ahead and finish what you were saying. I'm just saying that would help your point that you were trying
to make. Definitely. They have some women that's very, they have some people that's very manipulative. Mm-hmm. And they use that to play with your emotions. Yeah. Especially if they know that they feel that you can't be without them. So they use that.
That's insecurity led, though. It's led by an insecurity.
Insecurity, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he feels that, oh, I got to be up underneath her all the time. And I got to call her five times, maybe seven times. I've heard of that before. Yeah. Seven if times she, a day.
If she don't text back and if she don't text back text in back, 2 minutes,
he has a heart attack.
Cheating on me.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Yeah, he must be versa. Cheating on me because when I called him, it went. He didn't call me back within a minute. Like that kind of stuff. That's toxicity. But go ahead.
Yes. And it's unhealthy because your family sees this. Your friends see that, but you don't see it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it's gonna come to a point where it only gets worse because now the Bible talks about idolatry. Now you worship that person because when you talk to your friends or you talk to your friends say, we don't see you no more. What's going on? And when you talk to your friends, all you could do is talk about how great she is or vice versa. All she could talk about is how great he is. And your friends notice that, well, wait a minute. We always did this together. We always came over our house. We always get together and hang out, just us. How come he has to come? Or how come she has to come? If we're having a girl's night out, he has to come? Or we having a boy's night out? Why does she have to be here?
Man, I can't.
And your boys notice this, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's a little bit unhealthy that's going on here.
Yeah.
It's a little issue going on here where
it's a lack of trust, though. Speaking of that, it's a lack of trust.
Yeah, because
I don't trust you. Here's what it is, real quick.
Yeah.
It's that I don't trust. Okay. Hey, baby, I'm going to be out with the boys.
Right.
I come. I just said I was going to be out with the boys, but please don't she manipulate you, right? Try to talk soft to you.
Yes, yeah,
probably even bargain a sexual favor.
Yeah. To
let her come with you, right?
Yes. But that's
manipulation. That's her not trusting you well enough for you to hang out with them by yourselves without anything happening.
Yes.
That's a lack of trust to me. Go ahead, Zachary.
Yeah, all of a sudden now she's putting on lingerie because you haven't time with your boys. You're looking forward to hanging out with them. You haven't seen them in God knows how long.
Could be years.
Yeah, you haven't seen them. These are boys that you grew up with. These are boys that these are your boys. They're like your brothers to you. And you haven't seen them. You want to connect. You want to reconnect with them. And all of a sudden now, she comes out the room and she's putting on all the sexiest lingerie ever. And you're like, now you're thinking twice about going. And she's sitting on your lap, arousing you, turning you on. And now you're like, maybe I should postpone it. It's a form of manipulation. It's a form of like, well, damn. I don't want to. And you feel if you leave, this is the insecurity part. If you feel if you leave that, oh, no, she's just sexy. She's feeling that way tonight. She's feeling horny tonight. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to hang out with my boys all day long. All day long. Lack of trust and insecurity on your part, but insecurity on her part too. Knowing that you planned to hang out with your boys. She knew that you had planned to hang out with your boys. She knew that you planned to hang out with them and can reconnect with them. And all of a sudden now she put on the most sexiest lingerie. Say to yourself, you're like, damn, what should I do right now? Should I call them and postpone it? Now, you know, because your boys haven't seen you in a long time, they're automatically thinking in their head that, well, what can be making Z hang out? What could be making Z stop hanging out with us? Now, even though we met somebody new, that person, yo, I'm gonna be honest with you. That woman almost comes, she almost comes like an idol in your life. an idol.
Yeah.
You worship her, which is not good. It's unhealthy. You should always give each other space, at least a breathing room, at least that. Because you'll lose yourself if you don't get to do what you love to do, and you're not embracing what you love to do, and being yourself, which is, you know, you hang out with your boys at a certain time, you hang out and you do certain things. Now you're already lost in her. She already got you around her finger, and she knows what to get you. All she gotta do is put on that little skimpy dress, woo 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 woo, shake them cheeks around, and you're done. You're like, guys, I ain't coming tonight. You're like, what? Wait, what do you mean you ain't coming tonight?
You know, you,
yeah,
Zacchaeus, though. All right, but see, let's unpack that more. So it's deeper than just that.
Yeah,
that's cold, because most women know, especially in a relationship, if they're already sexually active,
right?
That most women know, yeah, he's gonna be weak for the sex, right?
Yeah,
because a lot of men are. Let's just keep it real.
Yes, but yeah, absolutely.
That's manipulation, because okay, you did it one time, then you did it another time, then you did it a third time. You're trying to keep me from hanging out with my boys by tiring me out sexually. That's wrong, ladies. So I was watching something, and a woman said, yeah, my man got to be around me at all times.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And she said, yeah, one day, you know, he was going to hang out with his boys. But, you know, I asked him, he was taking a shower. So I got in the shower with him, and by the time we got done doing what we was doing, he wasn't able to leave the house because 3 hours went by and he had to tell his boys he couldn't make it. Now, she thought that was cute. And somebody challenged her and said, how many times have you done that? He was like, not many times. And then he was like, You know what that man said to her?
What's that?
He said, you're abusing that man. He said, what are you talking about? I'm not abusing that man. I'm not doing anything he doesn't want to do. He was like, no, you're abusing that man because you're using sex as a tool to keep him away from his friends. That's your ego. He said, there's a level of narcissism in you. Mm. You don't want the man. You don't want, you're not going to tell him. You're not going to tell him you don't want him to have friends. But you're keeping him away from his friends, and what that is doing is isolating him. Ain't that something?
Wow, that's something. Wow.
She was so, and she had nothing for that. She was quiet. Crickets. But she thought that was cute. Because let it be the other way around. Let a man say, yeah, my girl was getting ready to go see her mother. Or go see her, hang with her sister, or hang with her cousins, or her homegirls for ladies' night out. Man, I put it down on her and kept her from going. You know how many women would have got on that man?
A lot. And, they
would have scolded him. They would have said, yeah, that he's.
Forget about
they would have. They would have said, you're emotionally abusing that woman. They would have did that.
Yes, see? They would have said that.
Because when a man does it, throw him in jail. I mean, that's the kind of attitude that you're with. But when a woman does it, it's cute. No, it's still cute. Manipulation at the end of the day.
Still manipulation. Yeah.
It's not right. You know, especially when any other time when he wasn't going out with his boys, you ain't doing that to him like that.
Nope.
All of a sudden, you feel motivated.
Yeah, she's wearing the most. She's wearing the most biggest T-shirt.
Yep.
In her closet, she's dressed like a bum, wearing the what's it called, the bonnets.
Yep.
Bonnet, no makeup on, face is plain. She didn't even did her nails. She didn't even do her nails.
Right.
Just looking plain. Simple. Right. Just not unsexy. Put it that way.
You won't even let him even touch you. Dang near sniffing.
Exactly.
But then when he
exactly.
Yeah. But then when it's night with the fellas, all of a sudden you're now the most exciting woman to be with in the world all of a sudden.
Exactly.
When originally That's what you used to get him in the first place.
Right.
And then you held out.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, he want to hang out with his boys, and that woman he met now comes up. But then when he ain't got nothing to do, and he's like, hey, girl, let's go ahead and do what we did last night. I'm not going to do it. My head hurt. I got a headache.
Manipulation. Is this this time of the month? I can't.
yeah, exactly. Manipulation. So this is what happens. I know we kind of drifted off, but this is what happens when you pick the wrong person. And you're right.
Right.
People pick the excitement, the pookie. Yes.
It's short.
Yeah. The pookie and Ray Ray are short term gratifications.
Right.
But check this out. I want to speak to the hypocrisy of some of these women here. And then some of the men, but let's get to the women first, though. These will be the same women that say, oh, I need my man to make six figures and up. I know y'all tired of hearing this conversation, but it is what it is.
Yep.
Oh, he got to make six figures and up. He gotta be tall, right? Meanwhile, you didn't meet that man nowhere. But instead, Pookie, you with him. Right. Mm-hmm. Because he ain't got that. But, you know, like I said last week, she got hot and bothered.
Right.
The man don't have a place to move into. So for her to move in. So typically he moves in with her. Now, when she's tired of Pookie and she wants Mr. Carl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or Brother Simon. Now when she wants Brother Simon and Brother Cole, now she don't want the Pookie, but the Pookie's still at the house. Let me tell you something that I heard. This is a horrible story. I was doing it was one of those Instagram videos. This woman was on a date with a guy, presented herself as a good guy. And when he brought her home, the ex-boyfriend was there. Well, at least that's what he thought.
Oh, man.
This is what she tells him. Well, we're not together this is what he said. I asked you if you was in a relationship. I thought you said you wasn't in one. No, I'm not. Well, who's this guy? Well, he's my ex, and, you know, he hasn't found his own place yet, so he's still staying with me until he gets out.
I beg your pardon.
I heard that before. Yeah. Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Come on. Zacchaeus, speak to that. Like, why is this woman even going out on a date? What's she trying
exactly.
to get, because get this man killed?
Because her and Pookie broken up.
But Pookie, he's still at the house. Yep.
Don't have a place of his own. Pookie still live with his mama, basically. Or still live with his one of his parents, basically.
He's in between homes.
So... She all of a sudden now she wants a date now because Pookie and her broke up. She's no longer in love with Pookie no more. Her and Pookie are no longer haven't had sex in maybe 2 weeks. Or let's say 2-3 weeks. Pookie used to get it on with her every day. They haven't had sex in 2 weeks. They've broken up. So all of a sudden now she wants to date a quote unquote decent guy. I look at Pookie, I'm tired of your getaway. I'm tired of your ghetto behind. I'm tired. That's what they say. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. You ain't got a job. I'm tired of supporting you. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. But a few months ago, she was not saying, she was like, oh, Pookie's laying it down. That's what she was bragging about.
Yep.
But all of a sudden now she wants a decent dude. Yep. Now, invite Simon over to the crib. And it's weird. It's like he's looking at her like, are you for real? Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me you have your old boyfriend over the crib and you invite me over? I was going out with you, but all of a sudden now, I thought this was your brother. This is your boyfriend? Oh,
that's
no, she said,
people,
no, we brought. No, no,
people
no,
get
that's
killed
people
like
get
this,
killed
yo. Because many stories like this.
Many, many stories. Men get sniped by this, killed by this.
Yeah. Pookie not leaving without a fight.
Yeah, he's like, oh, who does you? I don't want to say the N word. Who does N? You know what I'm saying?
That's usually how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, well, so and so and so and so. You know, he's a decent guy. Don't hurt him. Don't kill him. Don't hurt him. Simon's like, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
I'm getting the hell out of here. You crazy? Mm-hmm. You should have told mm-hmm. me that you had your old boyfriend. I would have never dated with you. You lied the whole time. She don't tell him the whole story. This is why I tell brothers, not good to date a straight out ratchet thug chick. No, don't do it. Because in those situations, I know you get turned on by the booty and everything like that. You get hypnotized and memorized because, oh, I like, ooh, I like that. Ooh, ooh, she's cute. Ooh, I like.
Yeah.
This is the situations that they can put you in. They can put you in a situation where it's your life. Because Pookie's at the house. You don't think he's... You're not leaving the house without a fight. You're not leaving the house. That dude is going to be like, oh, you now you bringing this Negro into my house? He's going to probably get all his boys up. Call on his, or he's probably packing right then and there, ready to blow you.
Yeah, that could be the,
He's probably got his piece on him. He's probably mad at her. He's mad. He's vexed at her. Mm-hmm. Mad at her. Looking at her like she's crazy, and he's probably gonna blow you away if you don't. If one false move, brother, don't do it. Do not date a Pookiette or whatever they call it, a Phuket.
Pookisha,
because Pookisha can cause you your life.
Yeah, but you'd be a fool. But here's the thing: you'd be a fool if you're a decent guy with some morals and standards and principles. You'd be a fool to get with a woman like that. And let me tell you something: a lot of times, this is what a lot of women will do who are part of that Pookisha category. No, they don't get the decent guy. They get a guy who's another Pookie, right? To see if this Pookie can scare the current Pookie out of the picture. Oh, no. Now both of them are dead. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard of situations like that.
I heard it. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the article, but it was an article that I think the source posted a long time ago. It says that new boyfriend kills the ex-boyfriend and the girlfriend. Then when the cops showed up to arrest him, he killed himself. That was the new man.
Wow.
What you mostly have is ex-boyfriend kills girlfriend and new guy. Okay. You have a situation. There was a video that went viral. This man showed up at a hotel that his wife was at. How you know? Because her tracker location was on. And, you know, they have that kind of relationship where they got each other's trackers. And I guess she didn't know. Maybe she did know. No.
Right.
Where she cheated with the man and he shows up at the hotel and he catches his wife and the guy that she's sleeping with. And this man pulls out the guy that she's sleeping with, pulls out an AK-47 on the husband.
Ooh.
I honestly believe that his wife set him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to know that man had an AK-47. He's got a camera phone. I mean, he's got a camera on his phone recording part of it. Then you hear, pow!
Oh, no. Yeah.
And the video cuts off.
Yeah.
But you can see the AK next to the bed.
My gosh.
So the husband saw it. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But this is the kind of stuff. This can happen in any relationship. I get it. It doesn't have to be a Pookie, Ray, Pookisha situation. It doesn't have to be a bad woman situation. But these are the things that happen when people play with the game like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes.
You know, so, you know, that right there is a problem. And yes, that does tie into the second part of our topic about, you know, when people are playing house and stuff like this, you know, you got people who are not married, you know, doing these things. Let's speak to the not married thing, right? You have a lot of people in this world who are not married, but they want marriage benefits, like on the woman's side, provision, protection. Mm-hmm. Because last time I checked, the Bible says, well, at least the Bibles that me and you read.
Yeah.
They say that's for wives. You know that's what I'm saying? Wives.
And for
the men out there, they'll sacrifice that as long as they got in-house booty. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing with that, right? Is that, you know, you have a lot of women out there lying to themselves and lying to others. You have women out there who wanted to be married for a long time. They get with a man who doesn't marry them, but they give them all the benefits of marriage. So then she's good with that. So when she talks to other married couples, she'll say, well, it doesn't matter at this point. Marriage is just a piece of paper. Didn't you say that earlier? That's usually the mindset they will have. Marriage is just a piece of paper. You lying. Because the moment that man gets on one knee and proposes to you, that piece of paper talk goes out the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, usually women will speak that to lie to themselves about how they didn't get a ring. So then they'll tell the man or others, well, you know, the reason why I don't have a ring is because I don't want one. Okay, well, you a fool.
Right.
But here's the thing. But you have no right to ask for the things that you're not entitled to because you're not married. So right. Then there's that situation.
Right.
Zach, can you speak to that?
Yeah, they want the benefits of a married woman. Everything. They want to
want the benefits of a husband.
A husband, yeah. Everything. They want it all. And people, they think the Bible is played out, it's old school, and we don't want to do that, and we don't listen to that. And then they realize they're in massive confusion because they have kids. People that live together for a long period of time,
at some point,
you're having sex. At some point, kids are going to come out of that. Yeah. Kids are going to come out of that, and it's going to come a point, for example, it's not fair to the kids. Y'all break up. You may break up, and then he gets sucked out of paying child support because you're broken up, and
yeah, now you're looking for a stepdaddy.
Yeah, and that becomes and then she brings another man in, which is not also not fair to the kids.
Nope.
Yeah, and you're taking a risk when you bring a man into the house with your kids as well. So you have no assets. The only assets you have is the kids. So you have no assets to get. You have no, there's no obligation, no commitment. So when you're unwedded, it's almost like there's no real commitment. And the Bible honors marriage, and the Bible speaks about marriage. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He didn't say when a man finds a girlfriend to move in with you and have all the sex, that's a good thing. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So,
let's also keep in mind, I'm going to give the mic back to Zacchaeus because I want to make sure we make this point.
Yeah.
Back in those days, there wasn't such thing as dating. There wasn't like people in 5-year relationships and then they got married in year 6. No, marriage was fast.
Fast, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Another thing to speak to the old ways and the ways of now. And we used to have this tradition maybe in my grandfather's era, right? You couldn't just remove this woman away from her family. You had to get checked, analyzed, and vetted by that family. How about that? That's gone.
Well, that's gone. Yeah, yes.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
You had help. Ladies and gentlemen back in the days had help. Picking their mates by the community, the church, the family, they met these people. These days, people are getting together, getting married, and after they get married, then the mother meets the wife.
Then the mother meets the wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speak to that. Speak to how we got away from
those old traditions are gone. They've been gone for a long time. People are finding ways of just, it's very rare. I mean, people right now these days, when everything is the cost of living, if they get married and doing it in the city hallway and they're just getting married without you even knowing about it. There's people that get married and you don't even know that they got married. They're not doing it to the traditional way anymore, unless you're in an Indian household or a Pakistanian or a Bangladeshi or something like that. But
right.
other than that, that way of thinking, like, oh, I gotta meet your family to get the blessings. That's not even in the thought anymore. I gotta meet your family to get the blessings. I gotta meet your mother or your father to get the blessings so I can have your hand in marriage. Those days are gone. History. So it's different now. And people are doing it more like if they get married. They're just going to doing a little small intimate wedding. Very few people come. If it's a big wedding, who's doing a big wedding these days? I don't even know. Can't even think about it.
Who's doing a wedding, period?
Who's doing a wedding, period? Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. Some maybe this is for another show, but I'll bring this up now.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of, I have to say this with the women, because when a man typically gets on one knee and propose, he pretty much did this cost-benefit analysis in his head already. But the thing is, there's a lot of women out here, they want the wedding, but they don't want the marriage. So that will end in a disaster. This is why a lot of marriages be done in like 3-5 years, yo.
Yeah, or less than that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or less than that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just, in other words, they want the big show.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? They want the show.
Yes.
They want to show people that, oh, I could get married.
Well,
that man wants the show.
Well, understand that when women typically get married, they believe the wedding is all about them.
Right.
Not you and the husband.
Right.
They'll say stuff like my wedding.
Yeah. This is what
red flag.
Yeah, they say, well, this is what I want my wedding to be. My wedding should be so and so and so and so. And I think, and Fifth, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, are we talking right now? We're going to get some heat.
That's okay.
We're going to get heat because there's a lot of women I know over the years growing up, they always say my wedding. They never say our wedding. They always say my wedding. I want my wedding to be this way. I want my wedding to be this way.
They say it to the man.
Yes.
They say it to the man that they're with in an argument.
Right.
They'll say stuff like, well, this is my wedding and I'm not going to tolerate this on my wedding. And at my wedding, I should have this and that. My wedding, this should be that. With my wedding. Okay, well, since it's your wedding, you let me know how it goes. Goodbye. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But that's the one to talk about. Let me ask you a question. So, what is taught? Because this obviously comes from something.
Yeah.
Is it possible to say that the reason why men and women pick and intentionally pick the way that they pick with these problematic people is because they are too?
Yeah. I believe some women choose a pookie ray ray because they're trying to cover up their own dirt. They're trying to cover up what they have inside.
Yeah.
So they choose the pookie and ray rays so it can cover up their mishaps.
Yeah.
So they can look good in front of when they're going out with pookie and ray ray, they look good in front of everybody. So it's more like they have a lot of mishaps, a lot of things that they do that's dirty. So they feel comfortable with your pookie and ray ray. Because And it goes like this. It goes back to growth. Some people don't like to grow. Some people like to stay the same. It's called evolving. And some people do not like to evolve. Some people like to stay the same way. It's either my way or no way at all. Some women are like this. They want to be like this. Well, take it or leave it. This is how I am. And if Pookie and Ray Ray never challenges it, they feel comfortable with Pookie and Ray Ray because they don't get challenged. They just get comfortable because Pookie and Ray Ray don't challenge them. Pookie and Ray Ray is not going anywhere. Pookie and Ray Ray is not trying to improve them. They're not trying to improve themselves. Maybe with street credibility. That's about it. Yeah. But so if they get with a dude that's going places and he's on the up and up, he's striving to do the best he can, he's working hard and he's trying to move up in life, they feel that, oh, here we go again. He's going to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do this. I like to do that. I like to be wild. I like to go to clubs. I like to shake my cheeks in social media. And the Pookie Ray Ray is not going to challenge them on that. The Pookie Ray Ray mm-hmm. might be like, girl, why are you doing that on social media? And then mm-hmm. they'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
The other dude, on the other hand, the Simon might be like, listen,
yeah,
I can't be with you if you're going to be doing this on social media. You're showing all the other dudes and all the whole world your whole assets, showing yourself off. And you're an OnlyFans too?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're an OnlyFans too? So Pookie and Ray Ray.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog.
He's not going to challenge them on being an OnlyFans. He ain't going to challenge them on that. Long as they're getting money, long as they're making money and supporting Pookie and Pookie's bad habits and Ray Ray's bad habits and her bad habits, long as they're getting money, that's all they're concerned about. Some people do not like to evolve at all. They don't like to grow. It's called growth. And they just like to stay the same. They don't like to be chat. And then when they get with somebody that's legit or get with somebody that has an integrity and want to grow, oh no. Oh no. Don't you dare. Don't you dare judge me. You can't judge me because I'm an OnlyFans. You can't judge me because I'm wearing that skimpy outfit on Instagram. You can't judge me because I'm twerking with my girlfriends at this. And you can't judge me because I'm kissing this girl. Hey, they don't like to be judged.
How? Hold on, bro. How?
They don't like to be judged. And a Pookie and Ray Ray is not gonna challenge them on that. So this is why some women choose a Pookie and Ray Ray because they could be comfortable in doing what they want to do. They be comfortable in doing what they want to do.
But the hypocrisy is these women don't think they're just like them. So you have these. So there's this misconception, huge misconception, that the woman that's in a relationship had to be good. No. You a low-hanging fruit just like he is.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Hello.
Let's call it for how it is.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why you're made for each other. People typically get what they're qualified for.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. It's one thing for you to for you to be attracted to someone. That don't mean you're going to get it. Well, at least not long-term.
Right.
And I think this is what happens. A lot of us get into these situations where we get with people. It just happens to some of us at a fault of them and a fault of ours. We'll get with a good person when we needed to make a change. But then when somebody's quality and we're with them and we're like, wow, I didn't even have to do all the self-work that I thought I had to do. And look what I got.
Right.
That's a problem, because then now what was supposed to change in you, you're never going to change that now, because your ego says, well, I did half the work and I got that.
Right.
But you're ruining that person's life. And when that ends, because eventually, you're going to have to answer for that. You're going to have to atone for that.
Mm, mm.
This is why you have a lot of people who've done people wrong in the past. And about as best as they can get is being with somebody who they end up miserable with later on, who's probably just like them, or they end up by themselves. It's the drug addict gets with a drug addict so that they can't judge each other. It's like throwing a brick against a brick wall.
Right.
So they can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where the term pot calling the kettle black falls in play. Or the don't throw rocks when you live in a glass house. So they get with those types.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's as good as they could do. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear a lot of, and this is just my opinion, when you hear a lot of quote unquote dating horror stories, and everybody wants to make themselves the hero on their side of the story when they tell you it.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Most oftentimes, people themselves, or the reasons why they got with the person that they got with, they got the story that they got today, because they basically got their match.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all the time. That's one case. Another case is their insecurities were so strong that they didn't think they was worthy of someone that was better quality. So I want to speak to that, because those people are wounded too. It's not always that, but I just wanted to make sure I touch on both. You have the ones who, hey, that's as good as you can get because that's who you really are too. Or they're the ones that were so, they were not patient in their lonely season and they just got with anything.
Yes, yes.
And even then, you got to check yourself.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I got. Zacchaeus, you go, and then we'll end off the show.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Some people they feel lonely, so they feel that they just bring anybody into it. If she winks at him the right way, he's gone with her, because they don't want to be alone. There's some people that they can't be without somebody, so they have to have somebody in their life. They have to have somebody in their life to make them happy, so they can feel that they're happy. So they can feel that they're happy. And there are some people that their self-worth is so low that they just open up to just feel, they're just getting that, listen, I'm gonna be with that person no matter what. Even if they mistreat me, even if I don't love myself, I'm with that person. And that's, it is like that. And some people live like that. They have to have somebody in their life. They can't be, and that's a man and woman. They have to have somebody left no matter what. And they don't value their self-worth. And that's the problem. We don't value your self-worth. So you have to have somebody to fill that void. And you feel that person can give you happiness. And that's what it is. And that's all I got to say on that, and on that matter, you know? Yes.
All right, Zacchaeus, man. I'll let the people know where I'm at. Y'all can get me at the Fifth General, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Zacchaeus, let them know where they can reach you, man.
You can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, also Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram as well. Facebook, Wayne Backus 167, also on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok, also. On YouTube, I guess I could say too, at Zacchaeus Gospel. Catch us also as well on as Mr. Z and Fifth. Check out Mr. Z and Fifth. We're here. Check us out. Thank you for thank you for listening to us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, we're out of here. We're gonna see y'all on the next episode, all right? Another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth.